Welcome back to class, people.
欢迎回来.
Okay, we'll get going again for the next session.
好，我们在下一节的开始.
So, just before the break, we were talking about civilizations. How there's been three, or there will be three major civilizations from the beginning of human history to the end.
我刚才在讲说, 在人类的历史, 应该是会分成大概
The first one beginning when Adam and Eve left the garden. The second one beginning when Noah and his family came off the ark after the flood. And the third one begins at the beginning of the millennial reign of Jesus Christ.
好, 这三大文明呢, 第一开始的第一阶段就是当亚当夏娃离开了伊甸园。 是第一阶段文明的开始。第二阶段则是诺亚他们一家人从这个他们的方舟出来之后，是第二阶段文明的开始。那第三阶段就是当耶稣基督回来，我们的千禧年的这个阶段。And
we saw that every civilization begins with major changes to the environment.
而每一个文明的阶段呢，它都是因为有整个环境有非常大的变动。
And the other characteristic was that every civilization begins with all the unbelievers have been basically wiped off the earth, and it just begins with believers only.
而且呢, 每一个文明的阶段开始的时候呢, 都是所有的非信徒都已经不见了, 都被死光了, 然后只剩下信徒才开始了那一个文明的阶段。
And so when we look back again at Genesis 6:6, if you can bring this up, Ben, we have these anthropopathisms, but telling us God is unhappy with the status quo, which means the way things are, and there needs to be major changes.
所以在创世纪六章六节呢，其实就是用拟人化的方法让我们了解神他是不高兴于我们那个当下的状态，所以呢，他要做一个非常大的改变。
And what God is going to do is he's going to get rid of all of the Nephilim because these are the ones that have made the human line impure and he's going to maintain humans, pure humans, which is Noah and his family who are also believers to begin the new civilization.
而这个让神生气的原因就是那些Nephilim，他们基本上是要让人类的整个纯种人类呢的这个生也呢 断绝，所以神呢非常不愿意他这种状况发生，他因此呢就会把所有的这些非信徒的这些Nephilim全部都要给毁掉，然后剩下这些真正的纯人类的信徒。Now
we get to Genesis 6:7.
那我们再来看看创世纪六章七节。We'll
just read it little by little part.
那我们要一小段一小段的来念。
And Jehovah, that's God the Father, said, I will destroy.
耶和华也就是我们的天父说，我将要。
I should put the object there. I will destroy man.
我将要毁掉人。
Okay. Now the verb here is machah, which in Hebrew can mean to blot out or to erase. He's going to get rid of them.
好，这个毁坏、毁掉呢，这个字呢，在希伯来文是马哈，这意思就是把它给弄掉，或者是把它擦掉，就是完全洗掉等等的意思都有。Okay,
so basically, or eradicate might be a better word actually. When you eradicate somebody, like you're eradicating flies from your house or cockroaches from your house, you get rid of them.
好，其实更好的翻译应该说是清除，比如说你把家里的这个蟑螂都清除掉了，等等的这种意思。And
it looks to be here, like we've got man, so that's the object of his wrath, and the word is Adam. Remember, Adam is the Hebrew word which literally means man.
而这边讲说他要毁掉、清除人。 人类呢，它在希伯来文呢原文就是用亚当这个字，所以亚当它就其实在希伯来文就是人类的意思。So
it does look like you have a contradiction because I've been explaining that basically there's no humans left on the earth, and here is God wiping out man. The whole flood is because of the angelic infiltration and the prevalence, like the huge number of Nephilim upon the earth.
我们刚刚讲说，在这个时候啊，诺亚的那个时代啊，其实 在整个地球上已经几乎快没有存种的人类了，因为都是 Nephilim， 都是堕落天使跟人合生出来的 Nephilim。
And we've looked at a lot of other verses with evidence to tell us, and we haven't actually got to the main verses yet, which tell us that mankind, that the flesh, the human DNA, has come to its end.
我们在前面经句其实已经有讲到说人类的这个血统已经到了终结。
So Adam usually refers to physical humans, but then we have the verb here, bara, which doesn't refer to the physical life. Bara has to refer to the soul life.
而这边呢，我们所讲到的这些人类，它后面有一个诠释哈，就是说是把它当作是所谓的魂，人的魂来思考。
So this is the creation verb, bara. See, he says, I'm going to blot out man whom I have created. But he did not create physical man. Even Adam, as a man, when he made the first man, he did not use the word bara.
因为呢，我们礼拜天也花很多时间来讲这个事情哦，就是说人类其实不是用创造这个字出来的，人是被塑形。形塑而成的，因为创造这个词是无中生有，就是在希伯来文用的话是 bara 这个字，是无中生有的这个创造。但是在我们创世纪的一章在讲神创造人，他用的是另外一个字，是形塑，因为他是用土把人造出来的。所以在这个地方所谈到的这个 bara 是并不是在讲这个人体的这种人，而是在讲人的魂这种创造。
Yeah, actually, so we'll look at that now. We'll just leave this verse 6-7 here, and we'll skip down to these example verses where we see the word bara being used.
好，我们现在回过来看这个，在整个圣经里面用到 bara 这个字，就是所谓从无中生有的创造这个字有哪些地方会用到，我们就可以更能分辨这边我们圣经的意义。
Now there's a few different words used in the Hebrew, from the Hebrew, where God is explaining if he's building something, or if he's creating something, or making something. But if he's creating something from nothing, always and only the word bara has to be used.
如果用到 bara 这个字的话，它一定代表的是从无中生有的这种创造。
And really, there's only two main places where you actually see bara used, and one is with the creation of the universe from the very beginning.
所以呢，在圣经里面呢，用到真正用到这个 bara 这个字呢的第一个地方呢，就是当神创造宇宙的时候，它是无中生有的创造，所以它就在希伯来文里面，它就使用了 bara 这个字。
And then when God is creating the animals and the plant life and things like this, this is all bara as well. He's making the animals. This is on day six. Not on day six. When you talk about day four, five and six, he's making the plants, birds and the animals of the land. This is bara as well. Bang, he makes them from nothing.
而神呢，在创造动物的时候，像鸟啊，天上的鸟啊，地上的这些动物啊，哈，它也是用这个无中生有的这个 bara 这个字哦。
All of these things we could say were spoken into existence. See, we speak and we create words from nothing. Really, it comes from our voice box and we can hear the sounds. But when God speaks, physical things appear.
所以呢，当我们讲话的时候，我们的声音就是好像也像一说出来，就是好像无中生有一样哈。那神呢，他也是无中生有，就像如他一说就创造了。
Okay, so this is where we see the word bara used, you know, creating something from nothing.
所以这就是我们说的用 bara 这个字的时候，就是要创造一些东西是从无中生有的。
And only God can do this.
只有神可以这样做。
Some people probably like to think that even Satan could create things like this, but he cannot. He doesn't have that power.
我们会以为呢，撒旦是不是也有同样的这个能力呢？但实际上没有的，撒旦是无法无中生有的。
Now, when I was studying about Indian yogis from India, these god type people, there were stories about these people creating something from nothing.
在这个印度瑜伽哈，他们会有提到这种好像一种无中生有的创造。
But I just cannot believe that, you know, and I sort of looked at this a little bit more carefully after I became a believer. It's probably possible that Satan himself could use angels to bring certain elements together and make things magically appear, which would probably not be difficult for Satan. But only God can create ex nihilo. Anything else is deception or some kind of an illusion, perhaps.
就是当撒旦他们协助某些所谓宗教或者是什么印度的这些瑜伽，他们好像做到了所谓的无中生有呢。其实他其实是听说他曾经很仔细的去看这些人做这些幻术哈，他感觉上像是撒旦可能用了一些堕落天使的帮忙哦，把一些东西从别的地方搬过来或怎么样，他绝对不是真正的无中生有的创造。
Now, Satan does have power over the physical forces. For example, we know from scripture that he can control the weather and he can control diseases and things like this as well. If he wants to bring about a thunderstorm or if he wants to make a plague, he can do that.
而我们从这个圣经里可以看到呢，撒旦也有力量就是改变天气，好，然后撒旦也可能会
And so he can bring about disease or famine or something.
或者是他也有可能带来一些病害，好，这些撒旦可能可以做得到。
I guess he could probably even create earthquakes. Maybe he's got the power to do that if God allows, of course.
而且撒旦甚至有可能是可以造成地震啊等等的，当然也必须要神同意他做的时候，他才能做得到。
Okay, but all of these things are just causing changes in an established environment. He's not making new materials to do these things.
但是这些事情呢，都是撒旦利用已经寄存的实体，好做了变化改变，而不是说从无中生有。
Okay, so again, you know, God has a monopoly. Monopoly meaning he's the sole person that can make things out from nothing, ex nihilo.
而神呢，才是那个真正的终极的这个控制全局者。
Okay, so Genesis 1:1, we see in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
所以呢，在创世纪一章一节，他说在太初神创造了天和地。
And then in the rest of Genesis chapter 1, like I just mentioned, we see him creating animals and plants and things like this. So one of the things he creates, I mentioned there's two things that God can create ex nihilo. So one is nature, which includes the universe and all the animals and things.
而所以神呢，他真正创造的就是天地跟这些动物。
Okay, and the other thing, number two, that God creates from nothing, as mentioned in scripture, is the soul, the human soul, and the angels. You know, the angels have souls as well, so.
而第二件事情，在这个创世纪特别一章就讲到的是，神他还创造了人的魂，当然还有那些天使的魂。
We see in Genesis 1:27, it says, And God created, now we have the word bara again, created man in his image, in the image of God.
好，所以呢，在创世纪一章二十七节就讲说，神呢，他创造了人，以他的形象创造了人。但这边的这个创造是讲的是无中生有。
Okay, so and this was referring to the soul and the human spirit for believers.
而这个地方所讲的创造就是指的是人类的魂跟灵，人的魂跟人的灵。
Obviously, it does not refer to the physical side of man because we don't look like God. How can we look like God when he doesn't even have a physical body? So we can't be created in the physical image of God.
而这边讲的绝对不是指人的形体，因为我们不可能被创造成跟天父一样，因为天父其实是没有形体的，所以我们怎么可能是被创造成天父的形体呢？
Okay, and just so that you can see this more clearly, I'll just review the components of the soul, the human soul. And this goes for the same for the angels, and we mentioned about the Nephilim as well. Yeah, the soul is the true person, I guess. Okay, now you remember the four compartments of the soul?Okay, so the first word is consciousness. And this just means that you're aware of self. Consciousness means that you can understand that you're a human and that you have life and that you exist. That's consciousness.
好，那我们再复习一下，就是人的魂是由四个部分组成的。好，第一个是你的意识。
You know, we can say like, I am Tim. We recognize ourselves as being living people.
就是自我意识。
God also, He has consciousness. Yeah, He says, I exist, I am God.
而神也有这样的意识，他非常清楚他自己是一个神。
So in that way, we are made in the image of God. This is one thing where we are the same as God. God has consciousness, we have consciousness.
所以这个是我们跟神一样的部分，因为神有他的意识，人也有他自我的意识。
God has mentality, which means God thinks. We also have mentality, we think.
而第二个呢，是我们可以思维，跟神一样有思维的能力。
This makes us different from animals as well.
这也是让我们跟动物不同的很重要一点。
Yeah, animals, certain animals have a kind of a mentality, of course, but it's very limited. And we have to assume they don't even have vocabulary in their mentality.
虽然有一些动物好像有一些思维的能力，但是非常非常有限的。好，所以这个是我们甚至也只有人类有文字。
Yeah, an intelligent dog, for example, might be able to learn up to maybe 20 or 30 commands, and you can tell him to sit down and roll over. But he's certainly not going to have a lucid conversation. You know, we're not going to be able to have an intellectual conversation with dogs because they don't have mentality.
But between dogs, can they?
I think there's kind of barks and certain instincts that they share.
所以就算有些狗好像非常的聪明，他们大概也就是只能够学二三十种你的命令，他要做什么。那所以他们绝对是没有能力去对话的啊，即使是狗与狗之间，应该也都没有能力对话。
Yeah, and God certainly don't think about what their purpose in life is. You know, they live by instinct day by day. What am I going to eat? Where am I going to sleep? That kind of thing.
而且一只最聪明的狗，它也没有办法想象它用思考去想象它的人生是要干嘛的。
Okay.
狗生的 ，sorry.
Okay. So again, that makes us in the image of God. That we can think. God gives us mentality to think.
所以这个思维的能力呢，也就是可以说是我们人是跟神一样，好，是有同样的这个能力的。
Okay, and then we have a conscience. It looks very similar to consciousness, so you don't want to mix them up. But conscience means that you have an ability to discern. You know, we've talked about discern before. It means to look at what's right and what's wrong and make a decision about that.
好，那第三个呢，是这个被翻成良心啦，哈，它其实就是很重要的一件事情，就是我们有能力分辨，好，什么是对与错。
Remember the word science, and you can see the word science here. Science means knowledge, and con is, it's like a preposition, really. It means to bring together. So a bringing together of knowledge, that's what this word literally means.
这个字哦，它其实后面的字跟 science, 就是我们平常讲的科学，它其实在希腊文里面应该就是所谓的这个知识。那con 前面的字那个加了 con 呢，它其实就是合在一起，所以把各种知识结合在一起做一个分辨，好，也就是我们把它翻成一般翻成一个良知，好的这个字。
But nowadays in English, really, it just means that you have an ability to know what is right and what's wrong.
所以如果更简单的说，就是conscious 就是良知，也就是你知道何为是，何为非。
I've heard this word used quite a bit in learning from Bible teachers. They talk about scale of values. And a scale of values means that you have your standards. Some people have a higher scale of values than others, or we have different scales of values. It means like the balance of what you think is what's right and what's wrong.
那还有一些人把它翻成这个所谓价值观的高低，也就是说我能够分辨什么东西是好，什么是坏。
It's often talked about in political circles or when you're having political discussions, you have these two sides of a political spectrum. You have the liberals and the conservatives, and they have very different scales of values. Even they have to live in society together. But when you look at what's important to these people, they're quite different, really.
那同时我们在这个谈到这个像政治哈里面呢，会有两党呢各不同相同的那种不同的一些概念，那他就会有所谓比较保守的哈，或者比较自由派的，那他们其实的各自的价值观差异其实蛮大的。
Okay, and another word you might hear when they're talking about scale of values or the differences between like liberals and conservatives, for example, is your worldview. And this is sort of is the manifestation. Now, this shows out how you look at the world and how you view the world.
那另外一个字呢，他也提到的就是所谓的世界观。就是常常我们在谈这个自由派或者是保守派，他们在怎么样看世界，也会有它很大的一个差异性。
Because Christians have a very different worldview from non-Christians.
而我们基督徒跟非基督徒呢的世界观，很明显的是有很大差别的。
For example, we accept the existence of God and how God can control history and how God takes care of us.
就比如说我们是怎么样看待神，神是怎么样的照顾我们，都跟一般的非基督徒是很不一样的。
Or at least we should. Yeah, if we're fairly mature Christians, we really believe, we know how to walk by faith, and we apply faith, knowing that God is in control.
而且呢，我们呢，基督徒因为有着对神的信心，就是神可以控制整个宇宙万物的这个信心，所以也会在运用我们的信心的时候，会对我们的整个世界观或价值观都有很大的差异。
This gives us a very different worldview from atheists or from people that don't believe in God, of course.
所以这会让我们呢，跟那些所谓的无神论者，有非常大的差异。
And most conservatives, for example, in the United States, even just things like being pro-Semitic, see, you know, as Christians or even most conservative people, are pro-Israel. Whereas the liberals, you know, they're quite happy to support the Palestinians.
我们也可以从世界上面来看得出来，就是那些比较保守派的，或者是说基督教的基督徒，他就会比较偏向于那个喜好犹太人。比较赞同犹太人，而那些所谓自由派的，就可能会对穆斯林比较支持。
Well, social issues we've just talked about recently regarding homosexuality or marriage or drugs, for example.
甚至在一些社会议题上面，他也会有一些，比如说对同性恋的概念啊，对婚姻的概念啊，或者对所谓毒品的概念啊，也会因此就很大的看法上的差异。
Just over the last couple of years, many of the states in America have now been making marijuana legal.
像现在美国已经有很多州都已经把大麻合法化。
I read an article just, I think it was yesterday, about this guy who's in the States, and nowadays, and he's in Baltimore, Maryland, I think it is, and he's just walking down the street, and everywhere he goes, he can smell marijuana. It's just become so prevalent in the culture now.
最近听他看到一篇文章，在写说他在马里兰州的巴尔的摩那个城市走路，那个人呢走路在路上居然都一直到处闻到大麻的味道。
And he's not living in a poor part of the city. This is just in a normal middle class part of town.
而他其实不是在什么奇怪的地方，他就是在一般的那种居家环境上走路，居然就可以到处闻到大麻的味道。
And this is happening all over the United States.
而这种状况在美国各地都在发生。
It's almost ironic or quite comical how they've almost banned cigarette smoking in most places. You can't go and have a cigarette anywhere. But they're saying, but you can smoke marijuana.
这比较好笑的事情就是说在美国其实拒绝香烟是蛮明显的，所以很多地方是不准你这样子抽烟的。可是却奇怪的是大麻可以随地都可以抽的样子。
Yeah, society has just been turned around on its head.
所以这个社会真的是有点颠倒的感觉。
And I think there was a verse in Isaiah which says, when society loses its guidance from God, they start to call good evil and they call evil good. So, you know, once society gets away from truth, then good becomes evil and evil becomes good.
所以看起来就是当一个社会哦，它失去了神的指导，就会变成好像坏的被说成是好的了。
So again, their worldview or their scale of values or their conscience is not right.
所以这个时候呢，就是所谓的世界观、所谓的价值观、所谓的良知，全都混淆了。
But regardless of how your conscience is working, and everybody's conscience is going to be different, we do have a conscience, which is what God also has a conscience. He knows what's right and what's wrong.
所以这个不管我们的良知的状态是怎么样。好，也许有一些因为价值观的影响，它有一点混淆，但是我们都是有良知，是有这个分辨力的，就跟神一样。
And as perfect God and as absolute God, actually, God sets the standard for what is right and what's wrong.
而但是我们也要理解呢，其实是神在真正帮我们下这个标准，何为对，何为错。
And he presents that to us in his word. And he says, this is right and this is wrong.
而且神很明确地展示给我们看何为对，何为错。
So in that way, we're made in the image of God. See, God has a, we could say like a conscience. He has standards and he has values. And we also have values and standards. And that they should match with God's.
所以呢，我们了解就是说，我们人的魂里面也有分辨的这个能力。而神呢，展示给我们何为他的对错良知的标准。那我们的良知标准其实应该要去呼应神的标准。
Okay, and the other component of the soul which we have, and this is very important, especially in regards to the angelic conflict, is volition.
第四个魂的主体呢，就是所谓的意志。
Now, God really doesn't have to make decisions. He will just do what his conscience says is right. So whatever God says is right, that's what he does. He'll always make the best decision.
而神呢，他其实是不需要靠意志来下决定的，因为他其实跟着他的良知，他就可以直接下决定，而且永远是正确的决定。
And God obviously doesn't think like humans do, and he doesn't think of anything new. God's thinking doesn't change. It's not like God comes to a point in time and he says, now what do I have to do?
我们但是要了解，就是神他在下所有的决定的时候，他是永远是一致的，所以他不会做一个新的不一样的决定。
Some of you in the past might have studied with me about the, we call it the doctrine of the divine decree, where God has said in eternity past, billions of years ago, he basically made a plan and he said, this is the plan.
我们知道就是说因为神他是一个全知的神，所以在几千亿年前神已经做了他的计划。
So when we see like in Genesis 6:6, we just had that, you know, God regretting what he'd done. Again, it has to be an anthropopathism because God does not make mistakes.
而我们要了解的就是说刚才讲到的创世纪六章六节神生气或神后悔这个说法，它绝对只是一个拟人化的说法，因为神他其实早就已经下了所有的决定，他是不会后悔的。
God made a decision about what he was going to do billions and billions of years even before the earth was created.
神在创造地球之前的几千几万年前，他就已经下了所有的决定，他就已经计划好所有的计划。
But, you know, God gave us volition, so he gives us the ability to choose, and that, again, sort of follows like the image of God as well.
但是呢，神给了我们自由意志来下我们自己的决定，所以这个也是跟神的形象是一样的。
Okay, and again, these are all components of the soul. So when God is saying man was created in the image of God or like God, he's referring to these characteristics.
所以这个地方我们要再回来看啊，就是说神他创造了人以他的形象，这边讲的他的形象其实是指的魂的这四个元素，是完全四个大部分是跟神是一样的，而不是他的身体形象。
Yeah, obviously not the physical form. We do not look like God.
因为我们绝对长得不像神。
And then we look down at Genesis 2:7, it says, Jehovah God formed man of the dust. Now here we're talking about how God made Adam.
然后这边呢，创世纪二章七节讲到耶和华啊创造了人，从土里形成了这个人。对不起，不是创造，它是形塑了人。
See, we see the Hebrew word yatsar, which they translate here as formed. So he's taking previously created elements and minerals and putting them together to make the body.
因为这个地方用的这个希伯来文是叫 yatsar, 就跟 baras 不同的字。yatsar 呢这个字就是形塑，它是从地上的尘土，好，这些矿石造成的尘土来形塑了一个人体。
And I've recommended before, there's the book by the Colonel called The Origin of Human Life. And that also talks about how Eve was created from Adam. And there's two other verbs which are used for that as well. So when Eve was made from Adam, God took out the rib bone. And then there's another word to fashion, bana. So he basically fashioned We say fashions like to shape. He shaped Eve out of the rib bone.
而神在创造夏娃的时候呢，他用了另外一个动词哦，就跟这个又不一样了。他用的这个词是叫 bana。
bana。
好，这个词比较像是好像有点像雕塑的概念，是因为它是从亚当的肋骨拿出来以后去，有点像雕塑出。
So, but that was the beginning when he took out the rib bone, and there's even another verb which he used to finish off Eve, I think. That's asa. So he's actually using two verbs, talking about taking Eve from Adam and then making Eve. So there's actually two verbs.
所以实际上呢，在这个希伯来文的圣经里面呢，他创造夏娃用了两个动词。第一个动词是从拿那个肋骨。好来做的那个那种概念。第二个是再把它雕塑出来，所以有两个动作。
Now, why did God take the rib bone out of Adam?
为什么神要从亚当的身体里面拿出一个肋骨呢？
Well, I've heard some people try to say, well, because God wanted Adam and Eve to be like equal, so he took a place halfway down the body of the man to make the woman so they're more like equal. But that's not right.
有人曾经说呢，为什么神要从亚当的身拿一个肋骨来造夏娃？他们的说法是为了神要让这个亚当跟夏娃是平等的。
I think that idea came from a feminist.
但是这个说法呢，那个听他是认为不太对哦，他觉得这有可能是这个所谓的女性主义的一个说法。
Yeah, the more logical explanation, and I've heard people talk about stem cell studies. You know what stem cells are? Where they can take cells from the body and then they can reproduce other things. And they say that the marrow, the bone marrow in the rib is rich in these stem cells.
I saw spine has more.
Originally scientists used to take it from the marrow. It's from the marrow in the rib.I think it's very close. Marrow is soft bone, soft tissue.
那他认为的比较好的解释哦，原因是在这个肋骨旁边的那些所谓软骨啊，它可能就是从这种干细胞的概念里面哦，那个细胞比较容易复制，所以才会去拿肋骨来做。
Some doctors, I guess, they do take it from the back, and there's different places in the body. But the rib bone is one of those places which is a good source of marrow, of which you can get the stem cells from.
就是说，因为有些人会说干细胞从这个脊椎里面拿，好，这比较好用。但是也有人说，从肋骨的那个旁边的那个软骨也可以拿出很好的干细胞来。所以这个是从比较生物学的角度来想，说为什么上帝他要从亚当的身上来取材做这个夏娃。
But getting back to the verb bara, and this is the same word that we see used in Genesis 6:6, you know, God was repenting, he created man. And the creation of the man can only refer to the soul, not the physical body.
好，所以呢，我们这个全部刚刚讲的呢，都是为了解释 bara 这个字，哈，也就是说 bara 这个字也就是很明显的是只有用在两处嘛，哈，一处是创造了宇宙。那第二个是创造了人的魂，好，从这两个概念里面来看，
okay.
其他的话都不能用 bara 这个字。
Okay, and because at that time upon the earth, you know, plenty of Nephilim, and those Nephilim had the souls which were created bara.
所以呢，在这边回到六章七节，哈，就是说，在当时除了诺亚一家人之外，其他的整个地球的所有的人的基因都已经不见了，都已经被毁坏了，因为都全世界都是所谓的 Nephilim， 但是他在这边却用了他要把人类给洗刷掉、清除掉。那这边讲的是人类的魂，因为那些 Nephilim 也一样有跟人一样，他们都是有魂的。
Okay, now that's all we've got time for now, so we'll stop for another 5 minute break. Okay, so we'll come back at 8:30 or 7:30 if you're in Thailand.
好，我们七点。八点半回来，休息五分钟。